used to weather, man. Like whenever I go, you know, down south, Mexico, whatever, you know, it's 20 degrees, 18 degrees, and, you know, we're in shorts and sandals, and, you know, and everybody's like, these guys are crazy. Like, they're wearing scarves and, you know, whatever, jackets, and anyway.
Oh, yeah, I get it.
The only caveat is that they immediately know that you're a tourist because you're not cold.
Yeah, exactly. You definitely stand out when you're not from there.
Yeah, and it's not just
your... 20 degrees is beautiful. And then they're like, what the hell?
Exactly. And it's not just your handsomeness, you know, like it's also your dress code. Anyway.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. So I wanted to ask if you could tell us a brief, I guess, history of Mutank, like how long you've been together, how many, you know, EPs, LPs have you, you know, produced?
Absolutely.
Stuff like that.
Sure. So the band started out in 2013 with a bunch of guys from Newfoundland and one guy from Montreal. We ended up making the first album, which was Mech Metal, really quickly in 2013. It's an 8-song little album, like very crossover thrash, short songs, very fast, aggressive. That kind of took the Montreal thrash scene by storm, which culminated with the band winning Canada's Bakken Battle, and ended up going to Bakken, Germany in 2014. So that was a really cool beginning for the band. Then in 2016, we recorded our EP, What's That, in Ottawa. And that was a cool little experience because that was when I joined the band. So that was my first contribution in Mutank.
Mm-hmm.
And then 2 years later, we ended up touring with Annihilator, like I said earlier, across Canada. And that was another big moment for us, which then culminated into recording our most recent full-length album, Think Before You Think, which were songs that were basically written around the time we were touring, recorded shortly after that, and then released many years later. So here we are. This is a brand new album, which was released on November 29th, 2024. Very proud of it, and already have music for a whole new album. We're ready for the next chapter, you know? So, yeah, so it's been going good, going strong, I guess, could say, even though we've been a little bit of a hiatus. I guess you could call it a hiatus because we're not playing shows, but we're still always in touch and active and sending each other music and creating and writing. And, yeah, so just it's been going. It's been good.
No, it sounds good. Yeah, I hear you. Sometimes it's, you need a little rest, or you are forced to have a little rest. So I hear you on that.
Sometimes, you know, life, you know, we're all getting, you know, I won't say old, but, you know, we're all in our either late 30s or early 40s. And, you know, life takes you places. You know,
exactly.
You don't anticipate. And that's what kind of happened to us. And, you know, we're still going at it. And then, like I said, it's been going good.
No, that's good. That's, you know, that's the important thing, that you are, you know, happy and still doing what you like to do. That's cool.
Exactly. It's being happy doing it, right? Because I don't think anybody would be doing what they like doing it.
Well, unless it was work.
Unless it was work, yeah. You're forced to do it. You're under some kind of contract and, like, time constraint. And, we do it because we love it. So we love getting together. Every time we jam, even if it's been a long time, we get together and it's like, wow, we're still that tight? Okay, cool. Let's go.
Yes. No, that's great. In terms of, you know, composing the themes, like, is there a particular, I guess, setup on Mutank? Is there somebody that takes only care of the lyrics, or somebody of the riffs?
Absolutely. That is the genius, Stephen Reynolds. He's the singer, songwriter, album art creator, lyricist. He does it all. He's like the brains behind the operation. So he comes up with riffs. He's like a riff machine, you know. He's like if an AI machine existed that made thrash riffs, they should call it Stephen Reynolds, because I don't even think a machine could do what he does. So he just pumps out riffs after riffs, and then, you know, we get together. Sometimes it's a song is already written, or he has a collection of riffs, and we just get together, jam it out, and, oh, what if we put that riff here, you know, and we start creating stuff. But usually he gets kind of, I would say, kind of like the final say on certain things. He likes being in control of that, and we like that he's in control of that. There's not too many voices interfering, getting in the way. And then, you know, the drums are Ahmed. So he comes up with most of the beats. I try to give him a few ideas here and there. And he usually takes it, which is fun, knowing that a guitarist could give a drummer some advice sometimes. And it goes from there. And lyrics and melodies are all Steven. He takes care of all that. It's pretty easy ride for me.
No, I hear you.
I got to learn this technical riffing. And I was like, can you play that? Oh, okay. That's why. Why do you have to play it like that? Come on, man. Give me a break.
Yes. No, I hear you. Yes. I like... I'm always curious about the mechanics of bands. And, you know, of course, like, just going back to what you were saying, that you have to be happy about it. Like, either if it's everybody contributing or one person being kind of the main source, like, you know, you have to be, like, the band has to be, the members have to be, you know, happy with that.
And we do have to be happy with that. And he obviously, you know, it's never like, this is it and this is the lot, right? It's, hey guys, what do you think of this? And like I said, 99.9% of the time, it's like, how did you even write that? That's amazing. You know? So like I said, it's very easy for us. And I guess it makes his job easy too, because he doesn't have to really break his head.
Yes. You know?
And when you give him the time, he's extremely talented. Like I said, if you ever look at our artwork and all that, that's basically all him. He does it all. He sends us like the sketches and the color ideas, and what if I do this? Should I do blue? Should I do red? You know, and we all have like a little bit of a say. But a genius, actually. So he is.
Oh, well, good for you guys. That's cool.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right, let's take a little musical break and listen to more music from Mutank, and we'll be right back here at the Metal Meltdown. Baby, summer.
Hey, this is Costa from Youthank, and you're listening to the Metal Meltdown radio show on CJSF 90.1 FM in Vancouver.
Welcome back to the Metal Meltdown. I am your host, Dr. Mysterio, and we just listened to our guest tonight, Mutank, there you go, better, from Montreal, and we listened to the song Abortron from their brand new album, Think Before You Think. And yeah, let's continue to chat with Costa.
You were mentioning that, well, you had a little bit of hiatus, but did you get a chance to tour a little bit once the album came out in you know, late last year? Is that coming up or?
Yeah, so we didn't have time to do any shows yet. Like I said, because we are down one member. It's one guitarist, so it's kind of a critical part since we're, you know, a two-guitar band. It's always been like that. We've floated the idea of maybe doing one guitar, but it just wouldn't be the same because a lot of the parts need two guitars with some harmonies and some dual solos, and that's just the theme of the band, you know? So we decided, okay, we'll release it. It was the right time to finally do it. We got some pretty decent, you know, reviews and stuff like that from it. And it kind of brought up interest from certain guitarists in Montreal. And we started auditioning with some of them. So that's been fun, you know. And it's like, okay, now, you know, we're on our way to start playing maybe some shows. We have, you know, we started getting some offers already because of the album. One that is kind of, again, I'm you're lucky. I'm throwing some exclusive news to you over here.
There you go, Universal premiere.
Exactly. We might be doing something in Newfoundland this year, which is usually very special when we go out there because the band's three original members were from there. The Newfoundlanders are very proud of that. So every time we go out to play out in St. John's, it's usually like a sold-out crowd, and the people love it. So
awesome.
If that ends up happening, we're going to be super stoked to do it, and just waiting to finalize our final member. So far, it's looking very good on who it might be, and we'll take it from there.
Yeah, I haven't asked bands, I think, enough, or I haven't maybe, about this, you know. Well, I don't know if it's an audition. Well, I guess it is an audition process of some sorts. Yeah, I don't know, you know, how you compare this to like a, you know, job interview. Like, I understand you have to have like the skills. I'm assuming, but then I guess chemistry is also, you know, important, or I don't know.
I think
I don't know if you can comment on that.
I totally could comment. I think it's important for, you know, younger bands coming up. Yes, the skill is important, right? Because you need to be able to pull certain things off, especially from what the band demands. But what's really going to make it work is the chemistry. Everyone's got to get along to a certain, you know, I think not, it shouldn't just be a business thing. It should really be like, as many members as you are, everyone's got to get along. And I know sometimes it's like, yeah, how can it happen? It could happen because, you know, that's what we're doing now. And you kind of get to know that as you get a bit older. You don't want to just, oh, okay, this guy's amazing, but he has all these flaws, but he's a really good guitarist, so we should do that. Because, you know, I think we've made mistakes like that in the past. And then it ends up blowing up, and we would rather have some kind of solid, you know, membership, right? Where it's not like looking for members every album. You know what I mean? So the chemistry for me is, and for the rest of us, the other two guys, is very important. I think that's what comes first. Being, you know, responsible and just it's all about a vibe, right? You get in the room and you kind of know, you vibe with someone. You know if you're going to feel good, or if you have like a weird feeling, you know, how they, I guess, you know, sometimes just how you stand, you know, could be like, oh, I don't know, man. But yeah, everything's important, and you know, that's kind of what we're looking for. And like I said, in that department, we seem, you know, it's looking good right now with one of our potential future guitarists. So yeah, very excited about that. Yeah.
No, no. Thank you for sharing. I mean, sometimes you can, sometimes you cannot share. It's, you know.
We have nothing to hide when it comes to that. You know, like I said, when you're younger, people like to hold the cards close to their chest. Like right now, it's like, you know, if someone that's young is listening to this, I'd like to give the advice, you know, and pass the torch to the younger generation of musicians and, you know, thrashers out in the West Coast over there, you know. We had yes. some good shows a few years ago. Yeah, man, sure.
No, that's cool. Yeah, and I agree with you. I think I guess you can apply this, like, you know, to a lot of life situations. Yeah, like chemistry, yeah, and bonding and all that. It's definitely, you know, or should be above, you know, skills or talent or, yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
I agree, you know, even in sports, you can apply that, like in whatever. So it's you know.
Totally. Sports is probably the best example because it's so out there. Everybody sees it and reads about it. You know, you could have like one of the best players in the world on a team and he leaves because why did he leave?
Yes.
Something has to have been going on in that locker room, for example, you know, for not to have worked, you know. So it's the same thing in music. You know, and if you're bouncing ideas and it's not, you know, it's not registering with a member or two, you know, it could spell doom and disaster for your group. So better to be in a group of people that are everyone's like-minded and on the same page and focused and looking towards the same direction, basically. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So where can people find your either merchandise, your music, news?
So far, I think we've been putting stuff out on our Instagram, maybe on Facebook, but I'm not on Facebook, so I can't verify that. But it's Mutank or Die. So Mutank_or_die is our handle on Instagram. And then you could basically stream all our music on any stream platform, actually. Apple Music, Spotify, Bandcamp, all that stuff. And if you send a message to the band on Instagram or maybe Facebook, we usually are very good at responding for, you know, any merch questions or when the next show might be. We're pretty cool at responding to fans and anybody like that. So yeah, you know, we have merch that we're looking to sell at our next shows. We're excited to put that out. But yeah, if somebody wants to reach out that can't make a show, for example, if it's in Toronto or Montreal and they're a fan from Vancouver, for example, we could ship it out. We have CDs. You know, I know a lot of people have CD players, but we do have CDs.
Yes.
Get to hold something physical in your hands and open a booklet and read the lyrics. Or old school like that, you know, our music is very kind of 80s thrash, so we like to kind of continue that tradition.
No, that's cool. Well, that's one of my favorite eras, you know, confession time.
Oh, yeah.
I know. I mean, I guess probably like most of us, you know, we started with heavy metal and then we moved to the next thing. But then, anyway, some things now are a little too powerful or too, yes, a little too much for me. But anyway, I still support the scene, but yeah, I have to confess that probably the 80s, the trash 80s was probably my favorite or more, I guess, more listened to, you know, whatever genre.
I think we in New Tank, we all agree.
Good. There you go.
Steven's a huge Megadeth fan, and we're all a bunch of old Metallica fans and Slayer and all that stuff, so.
Yes. Oh, that's cool.
You're talking to the right crowd here.
That's cool. Yeah, man, I just saw Apocalyptica like 2 weeks ago, and it was pretty good. Yeah, so I hear you with, you know, the old stuff, the Metallica, the Megadeth, the Slayer, whatever, all those. But yeah. Anyway, but we're here today to talk about Mutank.
Yes, we are.
Okay. So, yeah. So I guess let us know whenever you have a chance to, you know, tour or go out, or even if it's on the East, it's okay. We can help spread the word. Or if you have a new video, whatever, new single, just yeah. Let us know and we can help spread the word.
All our new videos have been out on YouTube. So if you go on our YouTube page, that's one I forgot to mention. So YouTube is where you can find all our new videos. Illuminatus, Bad Magnitude, which is the instrumental. And we just released also a lyric video for our song Abort Charm, which is a very wild song. But, you know, we made the video with some nice cute animals to kind of contrast with how crazy the lyrics are, you know? But the animals are being cute and not killing each other, anything like that.
Of course, balance.
There's a balance, yeah.
That's cool. No, that's cool. It's
on YouTube, you can check all our stuff, yeah.
It's always nice to see videos, band videos, because sometimes, I mean, yeah. Sometimes they're funny, sometimes they're outrageous, sometimes they are just, you know, like powerful, like, or super creative. Like, I mean, it's really nice to, you know.
Yeah, you could, if you check out the Illuminatus video, which is the first song on a new album, it was all done on AI completely.
Wow.
So that's pretty interesting, you know. It's like a kind of like a, I guess, a primitive kind of AI software thing. So I feel like when you look back at it, maybe in 5 years or 10 years, it's like, oh wow, that's what AI looked like back then. it's good to have that now, you know. So, yeah.
Yes, there you go. You're documenting history. Thank you very much, Costa. Thank you and Mutank for doing that.
Yeah, you're very welcome.
All right. Well, thank you very much for being with us tonight. I don't know if you have any, if we forgot anything or if you want to mention anything else, but. Thank you very much for being with us tonight.
I think we've covered everything. I thank you for having us, having me on the show. Really appreciate it. And can't wait to be out there in Vancouver again. Loved it last time we were there, and looking forward to coming back.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Let's. I have a feeling that we chatted, you know, back then. I seem to remember you guys, but anyway.
Yes.
And the show was existed at that time, so. It's very likely.
It's very, very likely. We were doing a whole bunch of things during that time. So.
I'll look into the archives and let you know if we actually, maybe not you, but I mean, if the band and I, you know, chatted before. Anyway.
Yeah, it could have been another member for sure, yeah.
Correct. All right. Thank you very much. Really, really appreciate it, Costa.
Thank you. Enjoy the night.
Thanks.
damn good tyrant. I hear the siren.